Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time, as always, on the Sideline View. Now, of course, last week, Maldon took on Newstead and defeated Newstead on Good Friday. It must be so great to have footy back and crowds back at the footy.
Yes, mate. No, it's great. It's essentially, how long was it? Maybe 18 months or so. So for everyone to get back to community sport and be able to mingle with COVID restrictions in place, obviously. But, it's just great to have that feel back. So I'm looking forward to getting out to one of the other round one fixtures and getting amongst it.
Now, obviously, you mentioned there about round one. What was the decision behind such a break between Good Friday and round one?
Oh, look, to be honest, I actually wasn't around when the fixture was produced, so I probably can't answer that. But I think traditionally there has been that game on a Good Friday. That's sort of my understanding.
Well, that makes perfect sense. So tell us some of the games to look forward to in round one next week.
Yeah, it's obviously the 2019 Grand Final replay on the Saturday. Natty Bialba versus Carisbrook, that'll be a big game. Avoca v Trentham, this is on the Saturday again, obviously. Lexton Talbot, another strong game there. Harcourt, Navarre and Denali have the bye. So Maribor Rovers take on Royal Park on the Friday night. And obviously Maldon have already played Newstead, where Maldon come away with a decent win. So, yeah, that's our round one shaping up.
How are clubs looking at the moment? Obviously, with the pre-season training pretty much done, you've had some practice matches. How are the clubs looking? Are they still looking for volunteers? Are they still looking for players in both the footy and the netball side of things?
Yeah, look, I think clubs always are. That's probably the reality of country sport. But as far as I'm aware, we're doing pretty good across the board and we're shaping up okay. So, yeah, we're hoping to have a successful season and hopefully, as the year goes on, volunteers who probably put their hands up year in, year out after the break will be willing to do the same thing. And, you know, any new volunteers are absolutely welcome because they're the backbone of these country clubs. So that's where it's at.
Now, of course, obviously, COVID-19 restrictions. What are the crowd numbers that you've been allowed to have? And obviously, there'll be QR codes and everything that we need to put in, which we get used to now. I mean, it was a bit foreign to us for a little while, and all of a sudden, it just seems to be the norm now, which is great. You just fill in some details and away you go. But how's that looking?
Yep. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's essentially what it is. And I think it's up to 5,000 now. Initially, it was 1,000, but it's gone up to 5,000. I don't have my notes in front of me, so I apologise. But, I think that's sort of where it's at. And that allows for, obviously, enough people to get in on a Saturday and do the right things and follow protocols. And, we can work together to, as I said, have a successful season. And hopefully there's no hiccups along the way. But if there is, we'll get through it.
Yep. And always, as they say, there is a plan B, plan C and a plan D right up to, I'm sure, to the letter Z. Hey, Matthew, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View and all the best for next weekend.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate your time.